With a new film called Bandits already raking in box office dollars, is there really room at the Cineplex for another thievery movie with a one-word title? Bob Mondello says that David Mamet's film, Heist, seems designed to test that proposition.
Bandits has Bruce Willis, Billy Bob Thornton, and an incredibly convoluted plot about bank robbers. Heist has Gene Hackman, Danny DeVito, and an even more convoluted plot about stealing precious metals. Heist also has a script that's designed to make every convolution sound clever.
Makes the world go round.
What's that?
Gold.
Some people say love.
Yeah, they're right, too. It is love. Love of gold.
That's Joe and Bobby, played by Hackman and Delroy Lindo, as they start a jewelry store job that doesn't go quite as planned. Oh, they get away with the gold, just as they always do, but a security camera gets a clear shot of Joe, so now he needs to retire. But he still owes Nicky, his fence, played by Danny DeVito, one last job, a Swiss airline heist for which Nicky has laid out a lot of cash up front. Nicky knows Joe will try to bolt, possibly even with the gold thereafter, so he sends along his nephew to keep an eye on him, a nephew who's hot-headed and who doesn't mesh well with the smooth operators in Joe's crew, especially when something unexpected happens, a cop pulling up while they're planting some explosives, for instance.
Don't start the car. It's just a routine stop. Some guy's on the side of the road. Don't start the car. Keep it together. Keep it together.
Can you cool the guy out?
Just pick up your clipboard and make like you're writing in it. Pick up the clipboard.
Is it gonna be cool?
They're so cool when he goes to bed, sheep count him.
Good line, nicely delivered. Mamet specializes in dialogue fragments that add up to actual conversation, only in a roundabout way. He also likes plot fragments that work in a similar manner. You get a snippet here and a smidgen there. After a while, a plan emerges, just long enough for someone to toss in a twist, and then another. And in no time, the plot has doubled back on itself so often it's hard to tell who's scamming whom, or why, or even how. By my count, Heist reaches and then discards three perfectly plausible endings before it even gets to its final reel. And it's not until the credits start rolling that you can actually be sure Mamet has decided to let things lie. Now, this is a Sting movie, so there are those who will argue that too many plot twists is sort of a good thing. And I should confess that I had the same problem with Mamet's Shaggy Dog storyline in The Spanish Prisoner a few years ago. Mostly with Mamet, I wish the director would let his actors breathe long enough to develop actual characters. Watching Heist, you don't get caught up in the interplay of quirky personalities. You just wait for the plot to work itself out. It's efficient and runs like clockwork and has the soul of a watch. I'm Bob Mondello.